Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Sirichik, CEO of Salt Lake Potash, SO4 ticker. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me back, Justin.
Yeah, you've had a couple of bits of news. You have your quarterly report last week and today. Operational and potash experience added to the board, so we'll dig into that as always and explain in the significance of that. So first and foremost, anyone listening who's not heard of you, just explain what you're about if you could, Tony.
Sure. Company SO4 is an Australian, Western Australian based company that has a portfolio of 9 potassium rich salt lakes in what we call the Goldfields region of Western Australia, just north of Kalgoorlie. We are rapidly developing our first project called Lake Way in the northern region of those lakes. And that will be in production within the next 4 or 5 months, early next year, around about March. We'll be putting out sulfate of potash, a premium potassium fertilizer, into the market.
Excellent stuff. And you're hoping to, what, produce, you're getting up to, of course, you start the run-up, and you're hoping to get up to 245,000 tonnes of per annum, what was that, 111 million EBITDA, Aussie, that is, which is about 60 million UK sterling. And, of course, you've got this, 9 other lakes, but, of course, you're taking time to go through that. So what, at the moment, I've seen some pictures coming out from you on social media just showing the size of this project outside Perth there, or a long way from Perth. But, what's the biggest accomplishment so far, you think? If you look at that quote in that quarterly report, what stands out to you, Tony?
Well, look, I mean, you're right, Lake Way, this is the first project across a portfolio of lake tenements we have, and I certainly didn't join to come and build just Lake Way. I've come to build, I suppose, this large multi-operation, multi-lake portfolio of projects in this region. So that's the big attraction, for us at Lake Way at the moment. We're about 4 or 5 months away from commissioning at the moment. We just released our quarterly there at the end of last week on Friday that shows us at the end of September at 63% total project complete. We sit here today, we're 19th October, two-thirds of the way through the month of October. We're very, very close to that 70%, I'd be guessing, at this stage, or in the high 60s percent total completion of that project. So absolutely rocketing along. That quarterly covered everything off in detail. Procurement items that are for this project are at 95% plus now locked in, committed. So that's the financial components associated with procurement are locked down. So the risk there of any sort of movement in that space is very, very low now. On site, they're continuing with steel, erection going up. There's tanks being fabricated and put in place. We've got deliveries coming in every day. So lots and lots of activity happening up on site. And then on lake, we've got our ponds, 440 hectares, in full operation at the moment, being fed, every second of every day by bores, of which we've got seven down into the paleo channel now. We're basically pump testing those bores. We've got 62 kilometres of trenches on the lake that's taking the surface brine and all being directed through sumps into this 440 hectares. So, you know, it is a vast scale. It is big, you know, big end stuff in terms of fixed infrastructure. And we are certainly rocketing along at the moment, Justin.
Yeah, yeah. And I know, you know, you sort of out in the sticks a bit, but, you know, you have connections there. Like I say, you've got 4G across the site, which we don't have that in this country, in some parts of the country. You know, there's a lot of headlines at the moment about the second wave of coronavirus and it's affecting business. I mean, what's it like out there? I've heard, is Australia doing quite well, but how's it in the area you're at the moment? Is there any chance that could hold up anything or operations?
So, look, Western Australia is actually in a very quiet boom at the moment. You know, we've seen gold going crazy, iron ore's going crazy, lots of sort of expansion, you know, projects happening. You know, we've got the whole potash thing, we've got lithium. So borders are closed, but, you know, Western Australia is a very industrial state. So it has lots of skills and trade availability, lots of project delivery experience and operational experience within Western Australia. So very, very lucky. We've been confined. They refer to it, Western Australia here, as the bubble inside the bubble, WA being inside Australia. Over on the East Coast, our friends, particularly Victoria, have got a bit of challenge over there with COVID. New South Wales, not so much, a little bit. But, you know, the rest of the states, Northern Territory, Queensland, Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia, all going very, very well, COVID-free, basically. The only COVID cases are landing on planes and being put into quarantine under security. Yeah. So for us, it's business as usual. This project is just flying along under the radar, and we're not seeing any effect by COVID at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'd highly advise anyone interested in the company to look at your social media and also look at your presentations there, because some amazing pictures, photography. It's a size, but quite artistic. Is that you taking the pictures, Tony?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with pictures. I think I sort of looked the other day. I've got about 9,500 photos so far against my Lake Wade photos file. I missed that opportunity in Fortescue in my past life. And, you know, I was there for 9.5 years, built the port, built Christmas Creek Mine, absolutely went flat out and really failed in capturing all of that journey. And it's something I regret and something I swore I'll never do that again. So going overboard here, so we're work fronts throughout in the bore fields, work fronts on the lake, work fronts, you know, in the sort of process plant construction, and they're all pouring photos into a centralised drive that I go through every day, and I pick the best of those out of there. So hence, I'm sort of, they're photos from many people, some are from me as well, but yeah, sure, I really reach out to listeners here. Go onto my LinkedIn profile and have a look. That's the main one, but I also throw a few up on Twitter and Instagram as well, but just trying to keep that, really, that social media, real promotional flow going so people can see, you know, we're creating a new industry here in Western Australia. There is no potassium or potash industry in Australia. We're 100% importer. So this is for Australia and WA. It's a new industry. You know, it's new employment. It's new taxes and royalties. And it's going to be producing a premium fertilizer that's going to be spread around the world. Our marketing offtakes are reaching 60 countries starting next year. And this is really going to put WA and Australia on the map.
Yeah, yeah, wow. I didn't realise you're on LinkedIn. I'll check that out as well. But let's go into today's news. So you've added to the board non-executive directors Phil Montgomery and Peter Thomas. And I'm looking through them, some big hitters here. And you say here, this is the part of the next, you know, evolution in SFO development as you finalise construction for Lakeway and look ahead to the steady state operations and future development of other lakes. So Phil, he's got a good track record, isn't he? Good CV.
Yeah. Look, Phil brings a deep experience in the project development space, having spent, you know, more than a couple of decades with BHP and or Billiton before becoming BHP Billiton and BHP. So he brings experience there. You know, it's the strategic thinking, the project development sort of, you know, experience. And he spent 4 years leading the BHP Jansen MOP potash project as well. So he brings that little bit of that industry experience as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Peter Thomas there as well. You'd look and be impressed by his CV if he landed on your desk. So that's quite impressive there.
Yeah, so Peter, I've known Peter before. He brings deep strategic thinking. He has had quite a wide spectrum of experiences. Obviously, he started in the financial world, through Lehman Brothers, et cetera. And he's been CFO roles, quite a couple of those. But he spent more than 6 years in big end of town construction as a construction director at Fortescue, Adani for multi-billion dollar projects. So he brings a whole spectrum of strategic thinking, financial operations experience, and also construction experience. So, it really flavors up the board. I say thank you, to Mark Pierce, who's been our non-exec independent there on the board for a long time. And Mark is willingly stepping away off the board and allowing these two to come in. And yes, we are sort of expanding by one, and you're absolutely correct. So this is about us now walking into a rapid ramp up, steady state nameplate at our first project, and then rapidly advancing onto projects 2 and 3.
Yeah, so 2 and 3, you've previously stated that if you get 3 legs into operation quite quickly over the next sort of 5 years, then you're hoping to get to sort of 1 million tons of SOP. And, of course, if you just, that's 4 times pretty much what you're at the moment when you start, when you're fully ramped up on Lake Way. So you can say, from a finance point of view, if that's chucking off, say, in UK pounds, say, 60 million EBITDA times up by 4, that would make you, valued on 5 times EBITDA, which is quite low, over a £1 billion company. Now, first of all, can the market take, I don't know what the market is growing, I know that, but over the next 5 years, can the market take sort of 1 million tons of SOP?
Look, we think it can. We've been through that last year and pre-COVID this year of running our market campaign or marketing campaign out there. We secured 92% or 224,000 tons of offtakes. We could have settled more. The demand was very, very strong. And even since then, we've seen other companies approaching us cold to come and basically take tonnage off us, and we've had to say no. We were keeping 21,000 tons. In our back pocket, I refer to it for domestic supply and opportunistic sales of different regions of the world present. So that's, we're being very sort of measured in that space. Look, CAGRs, compounding annual growth rates in just standard potash at 2-3% across many analysts. If you go right up to the water soluble fertigation, it's 10-12%. Compound annual growth rate from analysts. So that's that the heavy cropping, cash cropping greenhouse. In countries where there's terrible soil issues. Mediterranean's Middle East is a great example. Southern Europe's. So if you have a look at all these CAGRs, and you can play the thematic of the growing populations, decreasing arable land, shifting wants in the middle class. It's an incredible thematic that does support incredible demand growth. Now you've got MOP out there as well, which has got chloride, as potassium chloride. How much will the no chloride SOP displace? I don't know the answer to that. I have no doubt there'll be some. So there's all sorts of tailwinds that are sort of, I suppose, supporting that demand story. Now look, is it 5 years? Is it 4 years? Is it 7 years? We can put another 1 million tons into the market. I'm sure every sort of head or every CEO of every potash company will have a different opinion on that. But look, we're not going to flood the market. We'll manage the market. We will monitor the market, and we'll manage that supply into that market as it's required. And we are targeting the water soluble fertigation market. It is our absolute priority. It is the premium end of the market, and our product suits that. And so we'll be pushing that as fast and as hard as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Tony. Well, one final thing, or three final things, I should say. As always, if someone's liking the sound of the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, given the 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please, Tony.
I call these my 3 T's, Justin. So the first T I just gently touched on there prior, and that's thematics. Growing populations, depleting or decreasing arable lands, shifting wealth patterns drives shifting, diet improvements. People's wants are also increasing there. So, it's this whole tailwind thematic of a feel good. And, what we're doing is we're taking salt water, putting it under sunshine, making fertilizer to feed people in a very green, clean, sustainable way. So it's got beautiful thematics behind it. So that's my first T. The second T is technicals, whether that is, the financials that you rattled off a few of those earlier on. It's an NPV of just under 500 million Aussie dollars. It's got, IRR post-tax of just under 30%, 3.5-year payback. So it's a very good financial model is wrapped around this project. It's this particular lake that we're first developing is smothered in existing infrastructure because of the goldfields region. That's gold mining, nickel mining. We've got a goldfields highway sitting on the west edge of our project. We've got a gas line sitting on the east edge of our project. We've got a township and an airstrip on the northern edge of the lake. So it's smothered in this infrastructure that's very, very supportive of a fast delivery pathway for this project. So the whole technicals around this and the grade, I'm not going to go into the grade of the ore bodies in the brine, but we're seeing fantastic results there that are well above what we've modelled in terms of flow rates and grades. So that's the second T, that's the technicals. And if the last T is team. It's a team I've amassed here that's like no other that I've ever worked with before. So I've managed to, you know, start clean canvas, bring in people I know, bring in people I've worked with before, thousands and thousands of years of delivery experience, construction experience, commissioning experience, operations and maintenance experience. And, you know, we've got lots I've worked with and lots I haven't worked with, and it's a fantastic team that will make this happen with their eyes closed. You know, anything that comes at us, this team can handle it. It is well and truly robust. So they're the three T's, the thematics, the technical, and the team, Justin.
Excellent stuff, and thanks to the fourth T there, Tony. Thanks, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much, Tony.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audion Atom, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audion Atom is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audion Atom has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audion Atom to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audion Atom is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audion Atom, you can hear life again.